Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, Lord. Lord, not just me, cover every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date. And yes, Lord, cover this broadcast. And we thank you for the covering of your blood this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. Amen. You are tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen. Y'all know what time it is. You know we start this broadcast off with prayer. So I'm trusting as the music was playing and you was just enjoying the music, that you got your prayer list together, you picked up that phone and you call that friend or you text that friend or you email that friend and tell them, come on and hear the broadcast and come on and touch and agree with us as we pray one for another. Amen. So gather those prayer lists. Let us get in our set place before we go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise that is the one to your holy name, Lord Father, knowing that there is no other God but you, for you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, you see the prayer list is raised before you and hands being laid upon them, Lord. Father, you know each and every person name by name and what they're in need of, O God. Some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, nevertheless, we thank you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the prayers that you have already answered, answering, and about to answer. Heavenly Father, as I hold every prayer warrior, Father, every intercessor, every watchman, every man and woman of God that stand together praying, Lord, Father, interceding for others, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask you this day, O God, to keep them covered under the blood, Lord. Build that hedge of protection round about them. Father, I ask that you refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them this day, Lord. Father, in season and out of season, Lord, Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, O God. For we take you not for granted, Lord. Father, we take not this charge, Lord, Father, that you have given us, Lord, Father, for granted, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for just being mindful this day. In the name of Jesus. Father, as you prepare hearts and minds this day, Lord, Father, to hear the word, O God, we thank you and glorify you that they come, Lord, Father, with the mind, Lord, Father, and the heart of expectation this day, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Ohio right now, Lord, Father. Father, those people that are in that vicinity, Lord, Father, with that train derailed right now, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you this day to look upon them, Lord, Father. We ask you for mercy this day, O God. Father, touch your people, O God. Father, that they pray, Lord. Father, we don't give you thanks enough, Lord, Father, for it could have happened, Lord, Father, where we was at, Lord, Father. But your goodness and your mercy, O God. So, Father, we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. So we hold before you, Lord, Father, the state of Ohio, Lord, Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for just moving on their behalf this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Simeon Patton right now, Lord. And, Father, we know, Lord, Father, that nothing is too hard for you, O God. Father, we speak healing right now, Lord, your supernatural healing, Lord. For we know, Lord, Father, it will be nothing short of a miracle in anything, Lord, Father, that you do, Lord. For we know, oh God, that you are that miracle worker this day, Lord. Father, touch him right now, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, Father God, for traveling mercies, Lord, Father, for Bishop Frazier, Lord, Father, and Simeon Brother this day, Lord, Father, as they go on the highways and the byways right now, Lord, Father, traveling to Simeon, Lord. Father, we cancel the assignment right now of the enemy. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, that you make them reach their destination safely, Lord, Father. Father, keep them, Lord, Father, in your ark of safety, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord. Father, I thank you for touching every nurse, Lord, Father, that comes in contact with Simeon this day, Lord. Father, we fail not to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Boland right now, Lord, Father. Father God, you know what he is in need of, Lord. And Father, we thank you as we touch and agree with him, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for the overflow right now, Lord. We're thanking you for the overflow like never before, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord, Father, that he continued to praise and worship you throughout all situations, Lord. Father, continue to see the blood covering him this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Prophetess Gaines right now, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, I thank you for your supernatural strength, Lord. I thank you, oh God, for you continually, Lord, Father, comforting her, Lord, Father, giving her the strength, Lord, Father, using her, Lord, Father, as she continued to press on, Lord, Father, in the kingdom, Lord, Father, drawing others, Lord, Father, into the kingdom, Lord. Father, as you continue to use her to heal and deliver right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we're standing in the gap, Lord, Father, holding her up before you, Lord, and thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my pastor, Pastor George Barnes, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, I ask that you keep that hedge of protection round about him, Lord. Father God, I ask you to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him this day, O God. Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord, Father, for using him, Lord. Father, take him deeper in you this day, O God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for you guiding him this day, Lord, Father, as he continued to lead, Lord, Father, his people right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray today, Lord, for the school system right there, Lord. Father, we're praying right now, Lord, Father, how you continue to keep our children in the ark of safety this day, O God, for you see the blood covering this day. Father God, we come against mass shooting in the schools, Lord. Father, in the malls and workplaces this day, we are canceling their assignment of the enemy right now, Lord. Father, as you see your people rise up, Lord, Father, and you see the blood covering, Lord, Father, over the schools, Lord, over the workplace, over the malls right now, Lord, and our going out and our coming in this day, O God. Father, not taking one day for granted, O God. Father, I just say thank you. I thank you, O God, how you continue hearing prayers this day for the schools, Lord, Father, for our children, for our unsaved loved ones this day, Lord. Father God, you are not slack in nothing that you do, Lord, and know that you make no mistakes in nothing, Lord. So, Father, we ask you this day, O God, Father, help us. We need you, Lord, Father. We can't do this without you, Lord. Father, if you is for us, who can be against us, oh God? For Father God, you say you will fight against those that fight against us, Lord. And Father, we continue, Lord, Father, to stand on your word, Lord, knowing that we have more fighting for us than against us, Lord, Father. Father, I just say thank you. I glorify and I magnify you, Lord. Father God, we pray today as we hold those, Lord, Father, that are homeless this day, Lord, Father, going through some type of mental illness this day, Lord, Father. Father, as we hold them before you, Lord, Father, we thank you for that roof over their head, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for food in their bellies right now, Lord. Father, we thank you, oh God, for keeping them warm in the cold, Lord, Father. And when they are hot, Lord, Father, keeping them cool this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you and I glorify you, Lord, Father, for watching over them, Lord. Father, those, Lord, Father, that have served, Lord, Father, in the military, Lord, Father God, and come back, Lord, Father. Father, with whatever damage, Lord, Father, that they may have occurred, Lord, Father, when they was on tour, Lord, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and glorify you for your healing virtue, Lord. Father, for you said, by your stripes we are healed, Lord. Oh, God, we pray, Lord, Father, for healing, Lord. But sometimes, oh, God, we pray in a mist and don't believe, Lord. Father, forgive us, oh, God, for our unbelief this day, oh, God. And, Father, as we lift our eyes to you, Lord, Father, calling upon you this day, Lord, Father, thanking you, Lord, Father, for just being there, Lord, Father, being that breath away, Lord, Father, being that comforter when we need you, Lord, Father, being that healer, that provider, Lord, Father. Father, we just say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I hold this broadcast before you, Lord, I cancel every and any assignment, oh God, that was sent towards this broadcast, Lord, that will try to hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast, and we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we ask you to take control this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for healing and deliverance, being, Lord, Father, in the midst this day, going through, Lord, Father, these airways right now, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for those, Lord, Father, that will come into, oh God, your kingdom this day, Lord, Father, that will not be afraid or ashamed, Lord. Father, we just lift your name on high, Lord, Father. And thank you, Lord, Father, for never forgetting us, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for being a God of many chances. Thank you, oh God, for goodness and mercy that follow us all the days of our lives this day, oh Lord. So, Father, I thank you, Lord. Father, I ask you this day, Lord, to touch our listeners, Lord. Oh, God, those that are listening now, those that are listening at a later date, oh, God, you know what they're in need of, Lord. And, Father, we thank you, Lord. We glorify and magnify you for your will being done in their lives, Lord. We just say thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just say thank you this day, Lord. I thank you this day for just being mindful, Lord, Father, of me this day, oh God. Father, I ask you this day, oh God, to decrease me, Lord, Father, as you increase in me, Lord. Father, use me this day, Lord, Father, to be a light in someone's darkness this day, Lord, as the word come forth, Lord. Father, we know, Lord, Father, if we open our mouth, Lord, Father, you will speak through us, Lord, Father. So, Father, this day, Lord, Father, as the broadcast comes forth, I ask you this day, oh God, to speak through me, Lord, Father. Allow this broadcast to go how you want it, Lord, Father, not me, Lord, Father, but you, Lord. Father, whatever I may have, Lord, Father, Father, if you choose, Lord, Father, to change it, I thank you and I welcome you, Lord, to just do so this day, Lord, Father, to touch whatever listener, Lord, Father, that needs it at this time, Lord. So, Father, I will fail not to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trusting, oh God, that you all got your prayer on. It's not for anybody else. Pray for those that ask you to pray for them. They may see you going to church and have that much faith. You can help them. And I'm not saying you, the person. I am talking about the God in you, that you will not be hesitant in praying for them right then and there when they say, my sister, my brother, can you pray for me when you go to church the next time? How about telling them, I will pray for you right now, and continue to pray for them. Continue to pray for them and remember, when God lay a person name on your heart to pray for them. You are open and available at that time to pray for that person. Take it not for granted. That still small voice that say, pray for such and such. You don't have to know what is going on. Just begin to pray for them. Just begin to pray. When you turn on the TV and you look around the world today, even look as far, even as in your very own state, your hometown that you're living in, you know that it needs prayer. So we can't walk around and say, oh, there is nothing to pray for. There is plenty that we can pray for. There's a whole lot of people that you can pray for. Prayer changes things. Prayer is so essential in this day and time. Your heart and mind stayed upon Christ this day. So be thankful today that God woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind, being able to do not just for yourself, but for others. Always remember that. Today is a gift that wasn't promised to us, but yet he woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind. Let's for 1 minute just think about that person that is laying in a coma, that has to depend on someone taking care of them, feeding them, bathing them. Just imagine that person laying in that bed, tubes down, and yet he woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind. Have the use of your limbs, your senses, everything. You can go and come freely. Take nothing for granted. You woke up this morning and saw your loved ones. You did not get a phone call and said, anything happened to your loved ones, anything happened to a friend. You didn't wake up to none of that. You may have other trials throughout the day, But there is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. There is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. The words say, He will not give us no more than we can bear. So whatever we're going through, He is right there, and He knows. He know, because He know us before we was even formed in our mother's womb. Remember, get those affirmations, write them down, say them. Get those scriptures. Those that, you know, whatever you need healing, search the Bible for those healing scriptures. Write them down. Put them on your mirror. Put them on your door, wherever you want to put them. And read them. Believe. Receive. When you're speaking it out into the atmosphere, you're decreeing and you're declaring this day. You're healing. That's what you're believing God for. That's what you're trusting God for. And if He decides, well, you know what? What you're going through, you can handle it. I'm not healing you from this. Accept it. You remember the fight with the angel? You remember Jacob's fight? And when that angel touched him on his hip, on his side, and he wanted that pain to be gone? Remember, God is there. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Find those scriptures. You may be going through a rough patch in your life. Feel everything is coming up against you. Remember, no weapons that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that should rise up against you in judgment shall be condemned. Look for scriptures. He said He will be your battle axe. Look for scriptures. Write them down. They will come back to your remembrance. When you're going through, they will. You may have went to church and heard a sermon, and that sermon can come right back to you when you need it. The Holy Spirit to bring things back to your remembrance. Let me give you the quote for today. We could never learn to be brave and patient if there were only joy in the world. We could never learn to be brave and patient if there were only joy in the world. We wouldn't think about praising God. We wouldn't think about praying to God. We'd just be going about our merry old way, thinking all about ourselves, me, myself, and I, if there was just joy in the world. I just want to say I thank each and every one of our listeners, those that listen now, those that listen at a later date, on whatever devices that you may be listening on. We take you not for granted. We thank you for sharing the broadcast. We thank you for supporting the broadcast. And again, for those of you that would like to support the broadcast, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. Amen. I just want to say thank you, thank you, and we greatly appreciate you. I'm trusting that you use this time to, you know, call that friend. For those of you that may be in need of prayer, have a prayer request, you're listening on another device, your calling number is 347-857-3925. And press the number 1. If at any time you want to give that praise report or you want to give thanks to God and don't mind letting the whole world know, go ahead and press that number 1. Amen. We're going to begin today, and my topic today is giving thanks. And that came last night from our Bible study. Awesome. I just enjoy Bible study. Not just last night. I enjoy every night. Because you know what? You learn. You get to know more. You get to ask questions. If, you know, you have doubt about something, you're not sure, you can ask questions. It's not just about sitting there and listening. We talk about everyday life, what is going on. So, you know, in doing so, you can go back in the Bible and you can find scriptures that can help you. That's why we tell you it's good to read, it's good to meditate. When you're in church, whether you're in Bible study or regular service, you know, when the speaker, the leader says, turn to such and such, this is where I'm coming from, you can go. You write it down, and you go, and you begin to follow along. Sometimes, not sometimes, I know that it is confusing to some people when the leader may be reading from one type of version of the Bible, like the NIV, or I don't know the others other than King James and the NIV, you know, whatever others that they have out there. They may be reading from a different version from what you are reading. But follow along. Read what you have there. And always be prayerful. Ask God for the understanding of what it is that you're reading, what it is that you are to get from this scripture that you're reading. So read a whole chapter, then you read that whole chapter and you may not understand what it is that you read, but ask God for that understanding. Ask him for that understanding, and he'll give it to us. He'll give it to us through just by reading the word, listening to that still small voice, and listening to that man or woman of God that God has set before you. The word will come forth. Standing will come forth. But be subject to receiving it. And know that it may not come how you want it or how you expect it to be. But ask God for that understanding. Amen. We're going to read 1 Thessalonians 5, starting at verse 16. It says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Give thanks. No matter what it is that you're going through, give thanks. You're going through a sickness, give thanks. Still give thanks, because you know what? Remember I say he will never leave you nor forsake you? He won't leave you nor forsake you. He'll be right there with you. If you allow him to, because he do not go against our will. He do not go against our will. Do we want God to be there with us? Even though he tell you, I am here with you throughout this sickness. Are you still going to say, Lord, I thank you for the state that I'm in? Let's be honest. Because I tell you, I say in Bible study last night, and I wasn't lying either. I was not at the place where I can say, thank you, Lord, for taking me through this test. Or, I'd be like, why, Lord, you giving me this? I was complaining. I was fussing. I was doing everything but giving God thanks. I had to learn to thank him. Because when you look back on all that you've been through, you know it was nobody but God that brought you through. Nobody but God that had you from the very beginning. Because somebody was praying for you. Somebody was available and willing. When God say, let me use me, pray for Diane. Somebody was interceding on my behalf. So doing this broadcast, doing the prayer conference line and praying for other people, I thank God for it. I thank God that he even entrusts me to pray for anybody. And when he answered the prayers and, you know, you get the praise report, we say, thank you, Lord, because all glory and all honor goes to God. You may be the vessel that he used, but all praise, all glory goes to God. We don't thank him enough. We don't praise him enough. Do you think we complain enough? I tell people, I say, what if God would treat us the way how we treat him? This world would be in a serious state, worse than how it is now. But God is loving. He is merciful. He's a God of many chances. He is a God of many chances. His attributes are within us. All we got to do is just wake up and allow the light to come forth. Wake up and allow the light to come forth, giving thanks today. You walk out that door and you come back home. You was out doing everything that you needed to do. And you came back home safely. Did you say, thank you, Lord, for bringing me back home safely. Thank you for preventing that driver from hitting me. Excuse me, while I was walking, while I was driving, you know, I thank you, Lord, for your shield of protection, how you didn't allow anything to happen to me. I thank you, Lord, for every one of my bills being paid in full. I thank you, Lord, Father, for a full pantry that you allow me and give me, provide me the finances to fill that pantry. Do we thank God? We don't even give him thanks. We don't say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, I'll be in conversation and I will just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because I'm thanking him for where he brought me from. I'm thanking a situation that person in front of you or talking to you on the phone that is going through something similar that you went through or going through the same thing that you have gone through. And God is giving you that opportunity to open your mouth. Open your mouth to say something. I say thank you because I know he brought me. He brought me through some stuff. And I can share it with this person now. So thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. I told you all last week about the birthday dinner that I went to. Never fail to give God thanks. Give him thanks in all things. Give him thanks in all things. Don't be afraid nor ashamed. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 6, and we're going to read from verse number 3. Given no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distress, in stripes, in imprisonment, in turmoil, in labor, in watching, in fasting, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfailing,
by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. And yet possessing all things. And yet possessing all things. You're going through all this. All this. And God is still there. He is still there. You mad, and God is still there. He is still there. Are we? Are we there? Are we about God's business? Are we giving him thanks? Are we praising him? Are we lifting his name on high? Are we sharing who he is to us? Are we doing so? Are we good stewards of the word? Are we? You may say, I don't know the Bible like that. None of us know the Bible like that. But if you're that willing vessel and you are placed in a situation, you open your mouth and allow God to use you, he'll take control. Be that willing vessel and give him thanks. I enjoy hearing praise reports. I will scream out in a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because I know the God that I serve. I know the God that I serve. Do we get weak at times? Yes. But you know what? We ask for the strength. Do we get discouraged at times? Yes. But you know what? We thank God for encouragement. We thank God how we continue to place someone else in the path that encourages us. And if no one is there, you can encourage yourself. See? Words say, encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. Encourage others. Our problem, we're in this mindset that instead of helping people up, we will tear them down quicker than we can build them up. And we don't even rejoice with our brothers and sisters, for we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. But we do not at times praise with our brothers and sisters. Let's be real. That green-eyed monster come up inside of you and you're jealous because why God moving for this person? Why he move for you? You don't know why and how long they've been through. And God says, this is their time. Rejoice with them because your time is coming. Be glad. Praise God with them. Give God thanks. Thank you, Lord, for blessing them with that home, with that new vehicle, with that husband, with that wife, with that baby. I mean, whatever, that job. Thank God with them. Praise them. And look and see God turn your stuff
around. So if you're in that place where you fail to give God praise, you fail to give him thanks, you know, today you can just say, Lord, forgive me. I need your help. I need your help. He is merciful. He's loving. He's forgiving. You hear me say, God don't treat us the way how we treat him. Some of us only come to God when it is we want something. When we get what we want, forget it. We don't even look back and say, thank you, Lord. Look about those lepers. There was 10, but only one turned back. One out of 10. One. Let us not be those 9 and forget to give God thanks for our healing. Doesn't people think that being in prison has to be behind bars in a jail? Let me tell you, you can be in your own personal prison within your mind. That's why you have suicides and all that stuff going on. Thank God for the renewing of your mind. Thank God that when you wake up in the morning, you're clothed in your right mind. Because you know, those that he turns over to a reprobate mind, there is no turning back for them. God did that. It's done. Know that when God do something, it is done. Thank God. Give him thanks. I can't stress that enough. You're praying. You're thanking God. You praising him. They say when the praises go up, the blessings come down. You're praising God. You're worshiping God. I'm talking about your creator. I'm not talking about who you make gods. Because, you know, we make our work, our children, our money, we make those gods. No. Praise the one that created all those things. Praise the one that created all those things. No matter what it is that you're going through. This past year was a rough year. It was a real rough year. And when I felt like giving up, and trust me, there was times that I want to give up, I thank God for my husband and everyone around me encouraging me. I thank God I take it not for granted. I thank God for placing them right there in my path. I thank God for the texts, the phone calls, those that was there in person. I thank God because I took them not for granted. I take nobody, nothing for granted. I don't even take this very broadcast for granted. Because something that may be said today or on previous broadcasts that have helped someone, you may feel it's not you, may not be you, but it helped someone today to be encouraged. It helped someone today to know a scripture or to get the little reading of the word. It may help someone to get an understanding in something
and letting them know that they're not the only ones that are going through whatever or have been through. Give thanks. Give thanks to be able to open up your mouth and pray. Open up your mouth and praise God. Not wait until we are going through something to call upon God. Give him praise in all things. And see what God do for you. We are human, but before, you know, this fleshly body right here, spiritual being. We are spiritual beings. And we praise God. We just have to come into the knowledge of not me, myself, and I, or my family. But just thanking God for being mindful of you. Thanking God when you hear and answer your prayers. Give thanks. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, praying for holy boldness. And thank God for it in advance. Thank him when you get that holy boldness. Thank him. Are you going to give God praise, give him thanks, be obedient to the word? Are you going to do that? I thank God. Thank God for this very day, because he woke me up this morning clothed in my right mind. Clothed in my right mind. I thank you, Lord. Because I could have wake up this morning in the state of confusion. I could have not wake up at all. I thank God, just like I thank God for you all as well. God is awesome. He is not slack in nothing that he does. Nothing. In Ephesians chapter 5, the 19th verse says, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks. We are giving thanks. And, you know, you're just praising God sometimes. You're just like, you know, you're cleaning up and you're listening to, you know, your music. And sometimes you just like, the music gets so good, you get caught up in the music, you know. And you're just praising God. You forget what you're doing and you're just praising God, you know, singing and just enjoying yourself in the Lord, praising Him, worshiping Him. And you find yourself giving God thanks. Your heart may have been heavy. By the time you are done praising God, enjoying yourself with the music, you know, and just listening to God, and you feel light. Or the, you know, in praising God, it, you know, all that pent-up emotions, and then here the floodgates open up of your tears. And you begin to release the frustration, the anger, everything, that emotion that you've been holding on to for so long has just been released by you just doing that, delivering yourself, delivering. God used the music to put you in that place to deliver yourself from that pent-up emotion that you have releasing. I don't know about you, but I'll be saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the release. You ever been to a revival service? You're just in there and you're just praising God. Just praising God. You forget about everything and everyone else around you, and you dancing before the Lord. You just dancing before the Lord. It doesn't matter who is around you. You know, you just come and your spirit need reviving at this time. You know, you just you and God. And you just praising God. You just giving Him praise. You're giving Him, I mean, thanks. We need that at times. You may not be able to get to a revival, but let me tell you something. Even when you're watching some of those revival, the Holy Spirit take hold of you. I tell you, God is an awesome God. I can't tell you enough how awesome He is and how we ought to give Him praise more, thank Him more, lift His name on high, be bold. Be bold today to share the word. Share the word. God is awesome. He is mindful of us. He is mindful of us. Do you believe that today? I tell you, the God that we serve, who would not serve Him? Who would not serve Him? These scriptures that I'm giving you, there is more scriptures that you can go in there. See, I am going on those three scriptures in 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 and 18. We rejoice in. We're praying and we're giving thanks. And we're giving thanks. You will find it in each and every scripture that I have given you so far. Are those the only ones? No. You could be reading 1 Thessalonians and go another way in it.
how God leads you. Turn your Bibles to Psalms 103. And we're going to read from the first scripture, starting at verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle? I got to read those scriptures back over again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is blessed within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? Who wouldn't bless the Lord? Who wouldn't give God the praise, the honor, and the glory that is due unto his holy name? Who wouldn't give thanks? Who? Lord, I thank you for all things. I thank you, Lord, for bringing me through my tests, my trials. I thank you for the testimony. I should say testimony that I can help someone else. But when we're going through, we're like, Lord, you're taking me through this. Why? Why do I have to go through this? Why do I have to lose this? Why you want me to go there? Not, thank you, Lord. And if we have used the why, how come, Lord? Go back and say, Lord, forgive me for complaining. Forgive me for saying, why me? Why not you? Going through. He have a purpose for you. You don't know the purpose. You didn't ask. But everything that you're going through, whatever sickness, whatever trial that you're going through, you're going to encounter somebody that is going through, have been, about to, that God going to have you minister to that person. Thank God that you're alive amongst the land of the living, being able to do this day. Many people choose not to open their mouth and give their testimonies. And when that person walk away, that's when the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. You know, I should have told them what God brought me through and what I'm going through. But God, I still give him praise.
I still give him honor and glory. When you're going through, you, man, I tell you, on my drive home from work, I used to be in the car shouting, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how I mean, I am saying it like this, but let me tell you, that comes from way down when you see I'm going through and I'm talking with God. And that hallelujah will come from way down deep. And you just saying it. God stops and gets your attention. You get his attention. You're praising him. You're going through, but yet you're still praising him. The tears may be flowing, but yet you are still praising him. You are pressing through, and the enemy is looking at you like, man, I'm throwing everything at her, and she still got the heart. He still got the heart to say hallelujah and praise God. It could be God just putting you through that test. You don't know. But when God say you passed that test, man, you know how good that feels. You know how good it feels when you have a test to take and you passed that. You studied and you passed that test. And for those that are so accustomed to not passing that test, and then they finally pass that test with a B, I know you're saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I passed the test. I know my next test, I'm going to get a better grade on it. Praise God, even for the little things. You hear me say, test, and you pass that test. Because you know, now you're going on to the next grade. Not only just going on to the next grade, some are now being promoted. You know, they graduate from that level right there. So now they're going on to another level right now. So you know another level? Another devil. And they come in full force. But you got God. And you thanking him for never leaving you nor forsaking you. I don't know about y'all, but y'all ought to be praising God right now. Because when I look back, I say, thank you, Lord. Even in ministry, I thank God for the chastisement that I have gotten. Because when God told me, I will not get away with things that other people get away with, I was like, what? I didn't understand that. And you know, it's like, I remember one time I went to the store and I was on my way home and I was talking with God and I was like, God, why I can't be selfish like some people? Some people are so selfish. All they think about is me, myself, and I. Why can't I be selfish like that? Because that's not how I made you. And I was like, forgive me, God. Forgive me. And they say, pray for those that despitefully use you. Pray for them. And give God thanks that you're able to pray for them without holding any animosity, any anger, any hatred. Thank God that you was able to pray for them. Thank him. One time I was asked to pray for someone. And I know how the person felt about me. And I was like, okay, I'll pray for them. And I went to God and I was like, God, I'm asking you for forgiveness because, you know, you know how this person feel about me. Why should I pray for them? Why should I pray for them? I doubt they would pray for me if they was asked to pray for me. And this is someone I know that I went to school with. I went to school with. And let me tell you, this person was not only in kidney failure. I think they had needed pancreas or liver as well. And I was like, forgive me, Lord. After I get that clear and everything, and, you know, we prayed for them, have them on the prayer list. And let me tell you something. That person received a double transplant. Not only that, they got their kidney transplant. They got, I think, like I said, I can't remember if it was the liver or pancreas transplant, all at the same time. And I just, when I heard, you know, this is what's happening, all I could have said was, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for them. Because it doesn't matter what they do. It matters what you do. It matters what you do. In order for God to judge them, they have to first touch you. They have to first lay mouth on you. They have to first mean you harm. And I thank God I was able to be part of one of the people that are praying for them. I thank God. You never know who God have you praying for. But just thank God for their healing. Thank God for bringing them through whatever it is that they're going through. Praise God for them. You don't know, they might be in a comatose state that they can't praise God. They can't, you know, they can't do for themselves, so they need somebody to intercede on their behalf. Thank God for you being that person today, that in your prayer time and he lays someone on your heart, that you pray for them. You pray for them. I thank God for every name that is upon this prayer list. I thank God. Those that have gone on to be with the Lord, those that have, you know, the praise report, I thank God. I truly thank God. And this prayer list goes all the way back from 2010. I'm looking. 2010 is when we started this prayer list. The names the praise reports. Oh, I am so wrong. It's not even 2010. This prayer list was started before the broadcast even started. It was in 08. That's when this broadcast, this prayer list started. Can you imagine the names? Some of the people I have met. Some of them have given their testimonies, have come into the ministry, give their testimonies. Some have called, give their testimonies. You know, so take nothing and no one for granted this day, and give thanks in all that you're doing. Give thanks to God. Praise him with all your heart. Know that when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Praise God today. They may look at you and say, she crazy. Just look at her. Don't care what nobody says. You get your praise on. You get your praise on to God. You're giving him the honor, the glory that is due unto him. All that he's doing for you, have done and about to do for you, all that you know that he is doing for your family, especially if you know your loved one is in need of prayer, in need of healing, in need of a job, in need of something, and you're praying and you see that God give it to them, I know you didn't forget to praise God. I know you didn't forget to thank God. But if you did, just ask God for forgiveness and just give him a little praise, you know. Just give him a little praise. Thank him. Just thank him today for waking you up this morning, clothing your right mind, being able to do not just for yourself, but for others, and ask him this day to use you to be a light in someone's darkness. Amen. I just thank God for the word. I thank him. But before I even end the broadcast, I just have to read Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure it to all generations. I just say thank God today. So you know what? Go back. Read Psalms 100 today and just leap, sing, shout unto God today, giving him thanks because guess what? He woke you up this morning. Not the alarm clock. But God did it. Who did it? God did it. He woke you up this morning, okay? So just go ahead, give God praise. I just, every one of you, again, just for just being on here, tuning in. God is good. See you tomorrow. That is Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So much.
my mind, searching for that peace, a peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things
start
happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. As soon as I stop worrying.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Just let God.